Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Divide. I'm your host, Alan Jacoby. Remember to support the show, get all the updated episodes, go over to the website, thegreatdivide1776.com. You can get all the social media platforms there. Also on all of the major podcast platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, everything like that. So, a lot of stuff going on in America, abroad, everywhere. I'm going to talk about a couple things today. Excuse me. So, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, or whatever they're calling themselves. I have a few choice names for them. Anyway, they gave some updated mask guidance recently that we're all supposed to be jumping for joy over. President Joe Biden ran his mouth on TV the other day and backing up the CDC with the new mask guidance. The CDC director, she said that fully vaccinated people can lose the mask outdoors and indoors. Yeah, that's really nice of them. That's nice of them. I think every rational person realizes that you didn't have to wear your mask outside like a complete deranged idiot. So now they're saying fully vaccinated people don't have to wear their masks outside or indoors. And they don't have to, if they're fully vaccinated, they don't have to practice social distancing either, I believe was one of the things. But it's funny because now, of course, the controversy will start with who's vaccinated, who's not, how are we going to know, who has the vaccination tattoo on their neck, who has the yellow star on their chest, and all that bullshit. So that'll all start sooner or later, and then there'll be turmoil and accusations and violence and all that. And, you know, all this because apparently, again, and I've said this before, humans apparently are incapable of doing what's best for their individual needs and safety. If you're a rational adult, you know the risks you take every day. You know what you're supposed to be doing. You know what you're not supposed to be doing. You know, most people know how to keep themselves healthy and alive. It's not that difficult. It's humanity. Stupidity comes into play. Well, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. We all know that. Joe Biden, of course, he made a big speech. I don't know, Rose Garden, one of the gardens, the Communist Garden, wherever he sat behind the podium. Barely stood and read off a teleprompter. He said, it's a great milestone. The masks on people's face, have being able to take them off is a great milestone. This is a great milestone. Not wearing masks is a great milestone to the president while he's making moves in this country that are continuing to destroy our economy and also attempt to destroy our freedoms and rights as Americans. So this is the big milestone, not to mention everything else that's going on. Sleepy Joe, he said, fully vaccinated people, they earned the right to take off the mask. Let me say that again. Let me say that to you again. The senile bag of wind, Sleepy Joe, he said that fully vaccinated people, the fully vaccinated, it's like a social status now, the fully vaccinated. They earned the right to take off the mask. Earned the right. The last I saw, the last I remember, and what I know, is that we're free Americans and we're not living in some socially graded society where if we do something that makes boss man happy, we get a prize. Earn the right to take off the mask? Hey, idiot, this is America. The land of the free. We have rights, travel freely, free speech. We're given these rights. Rights are not earned like a gold star in kindergarten for putting your toy blocks away and not pissing yourself at nap time. Are we kidding? Are we really going down this road? This is what our country's become, this socially graded society. Well, you're vaccinated and you're not. And well, you just stop. But I know that Democrats and these sick radical progressives, they have a hard time comprehending that we're in a free society and not bound to nonsensical, unconstitutional mandates and directives that these wannabe dictators spew from their sewage traps they call mouths. I'm sorry, but get a grip on yourselves. Get over yourselves. Do you. I'll do me. Stay out of my business. Stay out of my life. Because you're going to, people are going to get involved in the wrong person's life and put their nose in somebody's business they shouldn't. And that's where problems are going to start. And it's unfortunate. Because that's just human nature. Stay out of my life, stay out of my business. And by the way, this radical Joe, just so he, you know, getting vaccinated is not a patriotic duty. Wearing a ridiculous mask over your face is not a patriotic duty. Every time he says it's a patriotic duty to get vaccinated or wear a mask, I feel rage inside for all of the people that lost their lives defending this country, a patriotic duty. Serving in the military is a patriotic duty, Joe Biden. Actually, defending and upholding an oath to defend the Constitution is a patriotic duty, one which most politicians fail to do, including a lot of members in Congress and our president and vice president. They're in violation of their oath just about every time, every day, and every time they open their mouths. Sleepy Joe, Lunchbox Joe, Moderate Joe, Radical Joe, whatever you want to call him, the moron in the White House, he said something that was half true. I'll give him half. He said, Americans never, ever let their country down. And most don't. Most Americans don't let their country down. Unless they're a sick progressive leftist, well, then, yeah, they let our country down most of the time because they were born. Or I shouldn't say that. That's not nice. They were taught. They were taught by maybe other sick, radical progressives that shouldn't have been born. That would just want to destroy and piss all over the fabric of our country. You know, Americans who choose not to get vaccinated, they're not all anti-vaxxers. Like, I'm not getting my vaccination. I don't get a flu shot. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I believe in certain vaccines that are necessary. I don't believe this is a vaccine that is necessary where it has to come to mandates and threatening the restrictions of services or places you could go because you don't have this stupid shot. That I don't support. It's nonsense. And Americans who choose not to get vaccinated are also not letting our country down, nor are they unpatriotic. But I'm also saying you're not patriotic for not getting the vaccine. The vaccine has nothing to do with being patriotic. The mask has nothing to do with being patriotic. So enough with the virus, mask, vaccine, patriotic bullshit, because none of it has anything to do with being a patriotic American. You want to be a patriotic American, live free, abide by the law, mind your own business, and keep the government out of my life. That's being a patriotic American, a patriotic, proud American, amongst other things. Serve your country. You're a true patriot. Do something noble for the better of your country. That's patriotic. But I wonder, excuse me, I wonder if the moron in chief realizes how divisive he is when he reads all of this nonsense or whatever Susan Rice, the ghost president, or Barack Obama, the behind the scenes president, puts on the teleprompter for this incapacitated idiot to read. Joe Biden actually put out a tweet. He put out a tweet about the vaccination and the mask and after this, and he said, If you want to take off the mask, then get vaccinated. It's a simple rule. Basically, if you don't get vaccinated, you have to live with the mask on. Those are our choices. That's the tweet that the president of the United States put out. It's out there. I'm sure you've seen it. I don't think I repeated it word for word, but just enough to get the hint that basically the president's stance is either get vaccinated or live your life in a mask. hey, Joe, go fuck yourself, respectively, okay? Because I'm not getting vaccinated, and I haven't worn a mask since this pandemic started. Because I chose not to, because I knew my risks. I knew how to take care of myself. And I did get sick, and I lived, and I didn't go to the hospital. And I know people that died with underlying issues, and I know people that got really sick with no underlying issues who went to the hospital and are still alive, and who weren't maskers either. And I know plenty of people that lived and drove and slept and showered in their masks who died. So tell me how great the masks work, that we're really even having this discussion about them. He puts out a video of him sitting on the desk, the absolute desk in the Oval Office, like he's some hip old man, saying, "Vaxxed or masked? How about none of the above? How about no? How about my choice? Leave it at that. You want to get vaccinated? Go for it. More power to you. You don't want to get vaccinated? That's okay too. Wear your mask. Don't wear the mask. Wear two masks. Wear a hazmat suit. Who cares? Mind your own goddamn business. Everyone has the right to their medical privacy and what they want to do with their body. The Democrats run around when they want to kill babies, my body, my choice. Well, guess what? Vaccination, masks, my body, my choice. Your feelings don't trump my rights. So, you know what you could do with your feelings? You could shove them up your ass. It is no one's business. Absolutely no one, no organization, nobody's, not the government, nobody's business who's vaccinated and who isn't vaccinated. The moment people and government idiots realize that, the better we will be as Americans and can all move on to living like normal people, those who are afraid to. I'm not afraid to. I'm living normal. I have been living normal. You could take your vaccination passports, your vaccination cards, your laminated cards, your apps, your microchips. You could just shove them all up your ass. I want no part of them. It's nonsense. If you're going to be a sheep and oh, I have my vaccination card, can I go sit at the ball game? Because, you know, now that's condoned. We're going to have the segregation of vaccinated and non-vaccinated people. But that's, you know, we're back to segregation, but just for different reasons. But the Democrats love segregation because they're the party of segregation and slavery. Now they're repenting and saying they're all against it. And they're not, obviously, when they have 188 or 230 different identity groups that all have to identify differently. And every single one of them has to know what's offensive to the other one. Stop. And the new thing I'm seeing now, this is the good one, too. I'm reading now, locally and nationally, that people are getting arrested for, air quotes, forging vaccination cards. All right, here's my question. How do you arrest someone for forging a vaccination card that's not a legal document? Tell me how a vaccination card is a legal document, because it's not. It's not a fake ID. It's not counterfeit money or a fake birth certificate. It's nothing. It's a card that they printed up that tells you when you got the shot, where you got the shot, and the lot ID of where the batch the shot came from. That happens to say CDC on it. Oh, it says CDC on it. It's official. It has the little emblem at the top. So people are getting arrested because they first of all, the forging of vaccination cards, I think it's hilarious. I've had two friends of mine make them for me. They're sitting on a shelf. I would never use them. I have no reason to use them because if anyone asks me for proof of vaccination, I'm going to politely tell them to kiss my ass. It's none of their business if I'm vaccinated or not because I'm entitled to my medical privacy as an American. You're entitled to your privacy. No one can ask you for your vaccination card. Is this going to be the same as if you're asked for ID by the police when you're pulled over, your driver's license? Because if that's the case, Democrats, you friggin' idiots, if that's the case, you want to paint yourself into this corner, I'll bite. I'll go get vaccinated, and I will implore everyone to go get vaccinated. If you're going to make it a law that everyone must carry vaccination credentials, I will do that if H.R. 1 is amended to voter ID is a law, that it is a law to have ID to vote in an election. You want me to carry my vaccination card and show proof that I'm vaccinated to some idiot that won't let me in their store, restaurant, stadium? That's fine. Then you can't vote without an ID. You want to play the game, Democrats? Then play it right. You want to paint yourself in the corner and then say, oh, how are we going to make everyone vaccinate to go certain places? And now we look like idiots. You already look like idiots, by the way. You don't need any more help than looking like the bigger idiots than you already are. You're all goddamn morons. Then voter ID is necessary in every state for every election. Voter integrity. You want vaccine integrity? You want integrity of controlling the virus, whatever the hell you want to call it, then we want voter ID. We want election integrity. We'll make you a deal. People are getting arrested for forging forging vaccine cards. Give me a break already. I hope millions of fake vaccination cards get put out into circulation. I really do. By the way, if anyone needs a vaccination card, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and a bank check for $500. Just kidding. No. Just tell people you identify as vaccinated. It's the easiest thing. That's it. You can identify as anything in this country, so just tell everybody you identify as vaccinated. I mean, what's the difference? Since the left has 196 different identity groups to choose from, you can call yourself vax gender. I'm vax gender, vaccinated, I'm vax gender. And that's, maybe that's the way we get around it. Okay, before I get into the next topic, I want to give a shout out to somebody. Those of you that are watching, you see behind me the mural of my ugly cartoon face. It's a custom painting, my logo, The Great Divide. And it was done by a friend of mine, Chelsea Carroll. She does commissioned patriotic painting. She does a lot more than that. She's an amazing, amazing artist. So she did this for me, and I'm proud to have it as the backdrop of my podcast studio. And I'm going to put her information in the show notes. She's a very outspoken conservative. She has her company. It's PaintedTreasuresByChelsea.com. You go on that website, and she has this whole patriotic series. It's amazing, amazing stuff. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag now, but I'm working on something with Chelsea that's going to be available on my website, very patriotic, coming down the road. But Chelsea also has a book. She took all of her patriotic art pieces, and she put them in a book. The book is coming out. It's going to be here in time for Father's Day. It's there's pre-orders now. It's called Art Uncensored by Chelsea Carroll, Defending Freedom Through Art. It's a coffee table book. It's an amazing book. If you order it now, you get a signed copy by Chelsea. I just ordered mine. Can't wait for it to come. When it comes, I'm gonna show it off here. But definitely, you should go get the book. Check out her paint. These paintings, some of these people having huge mural-type paintings with American flags and eagles, and she puts her touch on them, like you can see on this. Those of that are just listening, just go to the website, the PaintedTreasuresByChelsea.com. PaintedTreasuresByChelsea.com. They are amazing. Check them out. Very patriotic. Find her on Instagram. She has a huge following. She's done some patriotic paintings for some pretty big name conservatives that you all know, like DC Drano and a few others. So yeah, check her out. Anyway, let's talk about Joe Biden says, okay, what Americans didn't let America down. And again, I said Americans never usually let America down. Well, let's talk about who actually let our country down and is continuing to do so at a ridiculously rapid rate. And obviously, you know who I'm going to say, and that's Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, the president of the United States. It still gives me chest pains and chest discomfort to say that. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. It's hard to believe that 80 million people voted for this man. Well, maybe because they didn't. So the old man over at the Oval Office Assisted Living Facility, that's what I call it now. It's the Oval Office Assisted Living Facility. Charge nurse is Dr. Jill Biden, Joe's wet nurse. So how do you let America down? If you don't see it, you're blind. Well, let's start out. I mean, how about the beginning of what we're now calling Bidenflation, the hyperinflation that we're seeing, the Bidenflation. We have rising gas prices, increasing product costs like beef, poultry, bacon, fruit. Cost of everything is increasing, and it's not going to stop. Everything is, I mean, lettuce is more expensive at the grocery store. Whoever does the grocery shopping in your family, or if you do it, look at your bill compared for what it was 6 months ago to what it is now. You got the same crap in your shopping cart, but you're paying more for it. Okay? So we know it. The cost of everything is increasing, and it's going to keep slowly increasing. Hopefully, not rapidly increase, but who knows? I mean, you can't even do a renovation on your house without spending almost 50% more than you normally would, because plywood, a 4x8 piece of plywood, goes from $30-something dollars to $92. A 2x4 you're getting for $10 and $12, not even a true 8-foot 2x4. It's insanity. You want to order windows for your house. I was talked out of a major house renovation I want to do because of the price of materials right now and the turnaround time for materials. Custom windows, 3, 4, 5, 6 months because of manufacturing issues, because our country is shot because of the way it's being run. If you can show me, with solid proof and data, that Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, destroyed the American economy and was the cause of the rising unemployment rate, I'll own it. But you have to come with the info, and I will own it. 100%. I invite anyone to prove it to me. The moment, however, you mention the pandemic, your argument is invalid. Because you're not going to blame the pandemic on everything that's going on now. The pandemic happened. How it was dealt with is something completely different. And with the Democrats closing down economies and cities, and you have a Republican president at the time saying, we have to get the economy open. This is going to kill America. Well, he was right, people. Look at it. You mentioned the pandemic in your argument is invalid. Then the argument can't be broken. New York, look at New York. Failure at handling the pandemic, where I live, one of the worst. And New York right now is screwed. High crime rate. Nobody wants to come to work. Nobody wants to come to work. Florida, thriving. Why? Because in Florida, the handling of the pandemic with a 95%+ survivability rate wasn't politicized. Governor DeSantis. I mean, I'm envious. I'm not a big fan of Florida, but I'm envious of Florida because of the governing. He looked at the data and he made it clear, and he was censored for it. He said it was important to look at look at the data yourself. Don't have some medical bureaucrat in your state look at it. Look at it yourself. And he did, and he governed accordingly. Everything opened. Schools opened. Economy opened. Meanwhile, Cuomo killed thousands in nursing homes by making them go back to nursing homes when they were infected and didn't utilize the services given to him because of politics, because of who the president was. Not to mention he made millions on a book deal about how great he handled the pandemic while forcing small businesses to close, completely destroying them, destroying lives, putting people in debt. People behind in their mortgage, landlords not getting rent because people didn't have to pay rent. keeping kids out of school for way too long, which some states are still doing. Government overregulation and mandates kill the economy. And if you want to prove me wrong, bring your A game, because I'll accept nothing less. Prove me wrong. You're not going to be able to. And proving wrong is not saying how bad Republicans are. Proving wrong is tell me why it was handled the way it was handled, and economies had to shut down completely, and education systems had to shut down completely and struggle. And how long are we going to pay people to stay home when businesses can't find anyone to hire? No one can find people to work. I have delis near my house. They can't keep people or find people. I have restaurants locally to me that can't open for dinner service some nights because they don't have the help to work. When 80-year-old restaurant owners, or this is their life and their livelihood, can't find people to work, and they're hustling tables at 80 years old, they've owned the place for 60 years, that's a problem. And that blame needs to be put on the government. No one is getting paid $700 a week from the government to sit home on their couch watching Jerry Springer. They're not going to go out. None of those people are going to go out to look for a job that pays less. And that $700 a week is with that ridiculous $300 supplemental, whatever, I don't know what it's called for the pandemic, plus what they normally get. So $700 a week. I mean, almost $3,000 a month to do absolutely nothing and sit on your ass. So, yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, I'm gonna get $3,000 a month, just shy of $3,000 a month. So, yeah, it would behoove me not to sit on unemployment. And yeah, I'm gonna go wait tables and deliver packages. I'm gonna work in a deli, whatever, for 8, 10, 12 hours a day. No, I'm going to sit home and get $700 a week for doing absolutely nothing. And that's the problem. This is Biden's big play on trying to extort Republicans to pass the $15 an hour minimum wage, which will destroy small businesses. But the Biden administration has no problem with destroying small businesses now in an attempt to get what they want. more control. More power grab, more socialism. I'm not an economic scholar. I'm not a. It's simple economics to me anyway. Mom and pop businesses, they'll be forced to pay $15 an hour to lazy millennials, have taxes raised with Biden's nightmare tax package, then have to raise product costs, making consumers either go to big box stores, your Targets, your Walmarts, or that can afford the increases, or shop online. Right? Boom, boom. Small businesses will disappear faster than they already are being forced, than they already are, because they're being forced to shut down because of the virus with a very high survivability rate. It'll end small business, without a doubt. And you have idiots like AOC saying it should be $24 an hour. The bartender, the idiot. Like, I'm not an economics major. It just seems to be common sense. We're paying people to stay home. And then they say there's no evidence of that, that people want to work. Maybe people do want to work, but why should they work? Why would I work if I'm making almost $3,000 to sit home? If I'm making $3,000 a month to sit home from the government and I'm paying $900, $1,000, $1,200 of it to rent, and I can get by and just live and not have to exert myself, why would I? Why would anybody? Enough with the $300 supplement on the existing unemployment, which again brings it to this $700 a week. Force people to have to show they are looking for a job. I think Florida's doing it now. I think some other states are doing it. Well, how do you enforce that? Well, I look at it this way. So let's look at another scenario. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. You commit a crime. You get sentenced to probation. You have to report to a probation officer that makes sure you comply with all the conditions of your probation, whether it be you have to bring pay stubs, maybe you have to go to anger management classes and show proof, maybe you have to go to rehab for a substance abuse problem, and it all gets verified by the probation officer, okay? The probation officer verifies that you're complying with your terms and of probation. If you don't, you get in trouble, you get charged, you might go to jail. So you collect unemployment. Now, years ago when you collected unemployment, regular unemployment, you would have to show that you were looking for a job. And if you found a job, well, your unemployment ends. And then there came a time where they really didn't enforce it. I know people that were on unemployment for, you know, over almost 2 years and longer because they just kept asking for extensions. Can't find work. And there were times where the economy was so good that there were no jobs. There was just jobs were filled, whatever the case. So you collect unemployment. You have to go out and look for a job to survive, to be a functioning member of society and not a deadbeat in mommy's basement eating Hot Pockets at an accelerating rate where you hear yourself getting fatter and fatter. So you have to apply for jobs. You have to fill out applications. You have to speak to business owners who are hiring, maybe go to job fairs. You have to report to unemployment weekly while you're unemployed and collecting. And you have to show that you're looking for employment. You have to provide them with the business names and phone numbers and whatever information documentation they need so that they can verify you are looking for a job. If you get offered a job that you apply for, you have to take it. Listen, how many people do you know, or maybe yourself, have at one time had to have a job that you completely hated, but you do it because you need it to live, as you need it to do that thing we call adulting in society. We need to live. We need to support a family. You right now may hate the job that you have. You may love the job that you have, but maybe not get paid enough, so you supplement it with a part-time job that you don't like so much because you love the job, your main job. We've all done it. We've all had jobs that we've hated. We've all had jobs that we loved, or we have a job that we love. Well, maybe some people have never had a job that they love. I want to believe that most people are in a job, in a career. There's a difference between a job and a career. You know, job is delivering pizzas because you have to. A career is being and it doesn't have to be a professional. A career could be a plumber. I'm big with the trades. Plumber's a great career. Okay. I deal with plumbers a lot, and plumbers I know are making thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Electricians, carpenters, house builders, masons, all of the things that you don't learn in college and waste 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 years of your life getting master's and degrees and whatever the hell you're going to get it in. No. I never went to college. Never spent one second in a higher education institution. I run two successful small businesses, and I do very well for myself. I didn't come from money. My family didn't have money. I'm self-made. I built it myself, and I do very, very well. And it didn't come from privilege. It didn't come from white privilege. It came from breaking my ass, making mistakes, doing what I needed to do, figuring it out, and I have figured it out. So figure it out. You get offered a job, you apply for, you have to take it. Then the unemployment stops. Then you're a functioning member of society, you're not a deadbeat. And then it's not the job you hoped for because you have a double master's in philosophy with a minor in rock polishing, right? Too friggin' bad. You take that job until someone needs a philosopher or a rock polisher down the road. Don't get your hopes up because most people aren't going to need. We don't need another philosopher. And I don't think we need any rock polishers. So you wasted that money going to college, which now you want Joe Biden to just wipe away your college debt because you took out those student loans. Wealth equity. You want wealth equity, wealth equality, whatever the hell you want to call it. Work for it. Get a job. Pay off your debts. I've paid off my debts. I've had debts. I pay them off. I work and I pay them off. This wealth equity, work for it. Because everything I earned, I'm not giving to a deadbeat who supports socialism because in the name of health, wealth equity. No, eat shit. Make your own money. This is mine. Get off the government teat and go get a job. The best stimulus check is a paycheck that you earned. That you earned. Have some goddamn dignity and show that you could be a functioning member of society. Show that you can do the adulting. So these are just some ways that Joe Biden has failed America and continues to fail. Not to mention everything else. The border crisis still doing nothing. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden still haven't gone down there. Still with their blinders on because they just want them all pouring in to further the left's radical agenda. And that's where we're at with, you know, just Biden's failure to lead. And that's what it is. Joe Biden is a failure at leading the country. So a couple weeks ago, Iran put out a hate and destroy America propaganda video that shows them launching a missile, like a surface-to-air missile. And then in the next shot, it shows that it's blowing up the United States Capitol. It's exploding from the missile strike. And then, you know, they're marching around and other nonsense. It's disturbing, and it's very recent. And it's no secret that Iran hates us. We know that. But I think someone needs to kick Sleepy Joe in the ass and remind him that Iran hates us. Remind him that they are one, if not the biggest haters of America in the Middle East. I believe that they are. Iran vowed in their parliament not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago, in their parliament in session to completely wipe Israel off the map by 2040. I believe, 2040, I believe it was. Was that 19 years from now? You know, we're due. And I feel it's creeping up sooner than later, but we're due for something big that we're going to have to get involved in. Iran is our enemy. A country we should not be negotiating with whatsoever about anything, let alone giving them money, which we've done in the past, the Obama administration. And meanwhile, our idiot in chief, he panders for an audience with these manipulating America-hating terrorists to rejoin the nuclear deal that his old boss Barry Obama got us into. And Trump took us out of the smart thing. I mean, listen, Iran is building a nuclear weapon, amongst other things. And they're not going to stop no matter what they lead anyone to believe. I mean, come on. They've been manipulating countries, including America, for decades and decades. The Bush administration. I mean, they're not going to stop. They're going to keep building. They have a plan. They want to destroy Israel. And the test is going to be when they're ready to do it. What is the United States of America going to do then? Obviously, it sure sounds like Joe Biden won't be president if and when that happens. And I hope the day never comes because it's going to be bad for everybody. It's going to be bad for us. It's going to be bad for Israel. It's going to be bad for Iran. You know, and it's scary. And it makes me sick that our government, that Joe Biden would lift sanctions on Iran and want to sit at the same table with them when all they do is lie and manipulate. Al-Qaeda is regrouping in Iran. They're supported by Iran. they lie and manipulate, and it works, obviously. It's worked on several administrations of our government in the past. We have given Iran hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions. Who even knows at this point? It's just sick. It's lunacy. It's just, it's hard. We fathom this. It's hard to. We're going to see a major conflict, probably an all-out war, like I just said, with Iran, probably within the next 15 years or so, if not sooner. It might happen sooner. It might happen very soon because of our weak administration and our weak president. What happens when they make their big move against Israel? Or what happens when China makes their big move against Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific region? Well, if it happens under the Biden or Kamala, whoever's going to be in charge at the time or whatever the case may be, who knows who's in charge? Are we just going to sit back and allow it to happen and just say it'll work itself out? Israel is our biggest, if not only true ally in the Middle East. I'm going to say they're our only true ally. True ally in the Middle East. And we as a country, We must support and defend Israel like we always have, and they have us. This administration wants to send hundreds of millions of dollars. I think they sent hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinians that just ends up in the hands of the terrorists of Hamas anyway. And now Israel is under attack. We're seeing Hamas from the Gaza Strip. They fired thousands of missiles into Israel, and they're not trying to strategically take out Israeli military assets or anything like that. They're firing into civilian populated areas just haphazardly, spray and pray, just send them on over and let's see what we can hit and who we can kill. And that's the difference between sick, hateful terrorists and a civil country defending itself against attacks from terrorists. So Israel is going to defend itself with mighty, mighty force. They're not going to tolerate their civilians being shot at by missiles in civilian populated areas. One thing you want to strategically try to take out military assets in a country you have that you're having a conflict with. Well, that's what you do. But they're just haphazardly aiming missiles at civilian populated areas. That's terrorism. And Israeli ground forces, they're engaged now in the Gaza Strip, trying to defend themselves against these terroristic attacks and tyranny from Hamas, the Palestinians, who try to make themselves, you know, look like saints, that they're being persecuted by the Jews. And it's progressively getting worse. And what is our leader? What is Joe Biden going to do? We have members of the United States Congress defending the terrorists of Hamas and condemning our ally, Israel. And it's happened in the past. And you know who I'm talking about. The squad. Well, I call them now the terrorist sympathizing squad. AOC, Omar, all of them. The squad. The squad is a terrorist supporting and sympathizing squad. That's what it is. AOC and her gang of anti-American pieces of shit, because that's what they are. They sent out tweets. They stood on the congressional floor not too long ago, days ago. They were defending terrorist attacks and condemning one of our biggest allies, especially in the Middle East. I had a couple of their tweets I got right here. You have that Ilhan Omar. She's a terrorist in herself. She says, Israeli airstrikes killing civilians in Gaza is an act of terrorism. Hey, moron. Hamas is launching missiles haphazardly into Israel, into populated civilian populated areas. What's Israel supposed to do? Just sit by and stop it? They're very close. People are going to die. It's a shame. And it's not Israel's fault. Israel is not persecuting anybody. They're going to defend themselves. Rashida Tlaib, another terrorist lover, terrorist herself. All members of Congress. This is an apartheid system. Eat shit and die. Give me a break. AOC. Israeli forces are forcing families from their homes during Ramadan and inflicting violence. It is inhumane. What's inhumane is the terroristic attacks on a country for no reason. Realize if an Israel, they have signs on the highways there, red signs where if you telling Israeli citizens that if you get off the wrong exit, the wrong way, and you end up in a Palestinian controlled area, that listen, basically there's no hope for you. You're on your own. They will kill you. You wander in there. They're not going they're not going to greet you with a cup of coffee and show you the way back home. They're going to kill you. They're going to execute you in the streets, most likely cut your head off and hang it somewhere. That's what they're going to do. But a Palestinian comes into Israel, no, they don't get executed in the streets. They can come in and they can get that cup of coffee and go home. That's the difference between terrorists and civil people. Hamas, terrorists, savages. And I hope Israel and the Israelis take them out. Ayanna Pressley, better known as Mr. Clean. You know, she shaved the head. And then I think she shaved her eyebrows too. I don't know what she thinks she is. American government money should not finance state violence. You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. But unfortunately, it is, because the Biden administration gave $200-something million to the Palestinians. So where do you think that money's going? That money's going to finance violence against Israel. We know that. So that one, you're right, but I know you mean it a different way because you're an idiot. Hamas is setting Israelis on fire in the streets. They're trying to lynch them in the streets. They're calling for Israelis to have their heads cut off. They want Hamas, they want Palestinians who run into Israelis to kill them, stab them, cut their heads off, make a point. What really gets me is people in this country, I'm seeing all over social media and the LGBTQRSTXYZ community, gays and trans support of Palestine, queers for Palestine, gays for Palestine. The mainstream media, all of those homosexuals, all of those transgenders, all of those LGBTQRSTXYZ people, what they should do is they should take a trip to the Gaza Strip. And they should all wave their Palestinian flags and say, "We stand with you." And then they should videotape what happens next. Because they're going to take those Palestinian flags from all of the homosexuals, transsexuals, and all of that, everyone else from their abbreviated community, whatever the hell you want to call yourselves, and they're going to murder you. They're going to paint the streets with your blood. They're going to cut off your head, most likely set you on fire while you are alive, because they do not tolerate people like you. The Palestinians, Hamas, do not tolerate homosexuals. They do not like men that dress up in dresses. They do not like women who love other women. They despise you. Meanwhile, go over to Israel and you can have no problem at all. They may not condone it. You may not have the acceptance like you have here in America, but you're not going to end up lynched, set on fire, or gutted in the middle of the street in Israel. And that's the difference, idiots. It's sad that I sit here as an American and feel that in these short 4 months, we're on this horrible path of weakness as a country who can almost like just no longer sustain itself as a world superpower. It is very scary to feel that way. It is very scary to feel that our military is being weakened. It's very scary to feel that our economy is being weakened, and that there is a country, an adversary, China, that wants to take over as the economic superpower, military superpower. When China laughs at us and tells us we cannot speak from a position of strength to our faces, it's because Joe Biden is weak. Russia laughs and is testing us because Joe Biden is weak. North Korea laughs at us because Joe Biden is weak. Iran is laughing at us, testing us, and will eventually challenge us because Joe Biden is weak. But is it, are we weak because of a weak president? Is Joe Biden or his handlers making our military and intelligence committee weak? We had a president, Donald Trump, for 4 years, four short years, who built up our military. American pride was at its highest. And people were things were happening. People were doing well. Economy was doing great. And now look at us. World leaders were not laughing at us. World leaders, countries, they respected us. They may not like us. Wouldn't matter who the president is, but they respected us. We had peace in the Middle East when Donald Trump was president. I don't believe the conflict, the brink of war that's happening right now between Israel and Hamas would be happening right now if Donald Trump was still in the Oval Office. I truly believe that. There's really no way to prove right or wrong on that. But now, our military is being weakened in certain ways. And the intelligence community, feel, is weakening. I mean, the CIA is making videos about agents having anxiety disorders and being cisgender or whatever gender. Our intelligence community, the agency responsible for fighting espionage, spying, covert operations to ensure the safety and protection of us and our country. Why do we care about what the people working as agents of the CIA are or how they live? And why do we have members, agents of the CIA with mental health disorders? Why are there people with anxiety disorders working in the United States intelligence community? The CIA is now woke because the Democrats have taken a knee to the woke mob. Again, my opinion. But when does the wokeness go too far? Because it already has, in my opinion. It's in our military. It's in our politics. It's in legislation. It's in our intelligence community. It's in the White House. It's in our schools. When you have to worry on a daily basis that your child is being indoctrinated in the classroom, it's a problem. It's not being paranoid. It's a legitimate issue. Children being taught to treat people differently because of the color of someone's skin or financial levels and other things. You know, we talk about politics and elections, and I talk a lot recently about local elections and how important it is to pay attention and get involved. And I truly feel the most important local elections now, today, are your local school board elections. If you have a kid in school, it's even more important that you pay attention. No one shows up to Board of Education public meetings anymore either. It's the same 6, 7, or 8 parents. I don't go to mine, and I'm going to start. The Board of Elections are happening right now in most places. And there are some places right now where they're trying to bring in this critical race theory. And it's a problem. And locally near me, people are now starting to open up open their eyes and get involved and realize we need to look at these positions, these publicly elected positions, and protect our children. It's usually the same people at the meeting after meeting, and just they pass what they want. No one is watching, and this is dangerous. This dangerous critical race theory lurking around in schools, and it's making its way into the classrooms. It's already in colleges. It's in some classrooms, and it's very important to pay attention. I mean, do you know the school board members in your district? I never really paid attention until recently. Do you know what values they believe in? Are they sick, progressive liberals that want to indoctrinate your kids? Conservatives in communities need to step up and either run for school board or get behind a conservative who wants to run. We have to get involved. We have to protect our children from being taught to hate America, themselves and each other based on the color of their skin. Go to a board meeting. Ask questions. You can't be afraid. It's your right as a taxpayer, especially if you have children in the schools. You have to get involved. I'll be honest. I never paid much attention to the school board until recently. I'm keeping a close eye on my kids' work to make sure, you know, one, there's no drag queens coming in the school to read to my kids dressed in skin-tight clothing with wigs and makeup on who are men wearing spandex. You know, I'm seriously considering running for a school board position next spring in my community. I'm keeping my eye on it. And people can call me what they want. Call me a racist. Call me anything. I don't care. I can't be canceled. Call me whatever you want. I don't give a shit. You want to disagree with me? Tell me why. And back it up with something. You're not going to cancel me. You're not going to silence me. The left and their mainstream propaganda media will not stop on attacking conservatives and conservative values. We know that. They will double and triple down on the character assault on us all. Why? Because that's what losers do to win when they can't win on their policies and values. That's what losers do when they are scared. I welcome it. Their hate and character assaults should empower and embolden you to push harder on the issues. When liberals are spending that much time trying to attack and cancel you, well, you're doing something right. Remember that. And remember to keep doing it. Don't stop. I want to say something else on this is Israeli-Hamas conflict. This is my opinion, and I think most Americans share it. Again, Israel is one of our biggest, is our biggest ally in the Middle East. There's no doubt about it. We have to stand with them and we have to defend them. What our administration is doing is hiding behind a curtain is despicable. But just a little, this is truth now. If Hamas laid down their weapons and stopped attacks and stopped the violence, it would be over. It would be over. This is the difference between terrorists and civil government. It would be over. If Israel laid down their arms and stopped defending itself, Palestine would do everything they can to attack and kill because they want to take Israel. That's a fact. That's the difference between terrorists and a civilized country defending itself who is an accepting country and is one of our biggest allies and our biggest ally in the Middle East. So I unequivocally stand with Israel. Nothing is going to change that. That's it. That's it for today. Remember, get all the episodes over at the website, The Great Divide, 1776.com. Get me on social media, Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. It's blowing up like crazy. Hit 6,000 followers the other day. Rapidly growing. Well, thanks to all of you. keep the emails coming, keep the comments coming. Tell me what you think. If you have something you want me to talk about, drop me a line. You can get me again on social media and right from the website. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Take care of each other. And God bless America. Take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.